We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There was a report that came out of Virginia Tech that said the polar vortex wiped out 95% of the stink bugs. But it came out of Virginia Tech. So does that apply here?
Good question. For our next guest on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, he is an entomologist with Ehrlich Pest Control, Dr. Chad Gore. Dr. Gore is on the phone. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So, doc, is it true? I mean, did that polar vortex take out the stink bugs in western Pennsylvania?
Well, I'd love to be able to reassure everybody and say that 95% of all of our stink bugs are going to be gone, but that's just not going to be the case, unfortunately. We're still going to see them.
How big an issue has this become? And it's been a while since we first got invaded, but they're fairly inert. I mean, they don't sting or bite. They really don't do much. They don't hurt people, or do they?
No, they really don't hurt people. They're primarily just a nuisance. I mean, really the only way that they hurt us outside of being just a nuisance is crops and, you know, the fruits and vegetables and things of that nature when they feed on them. So they're really just a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I don't think you get a lot of arguments, especially with the folks who really can't stand the little boogers. But let me take you back. You said, okay, we're still going to see them. I mean, did this polar vortex do anything to the population? And is it, I mean, can we really know already?
Yes. So the polar vortex thing, I think that what they did was they exposed them. So they didn't, they took some stink bugs and they didn't allow them to be in protected areas, which is what the stink bug's natural kind of winter defense is. You know, they're what we consider an overwintering insect. So they, when the cold weather comes around, they like to find a protected place, which can include homes. But in nature, it's in logs and under bark and things of that nature. So in that case, when they can find that shelter, they can survive the winter. But those that are exposed, certainly they'll freeze, and we won't have to worry about them. So I think that, you know, the study is interesting, but you have to kind of take it with a grain of salt and understand that a lot of stink bugs are going to find shelter.
So the ones that hide out in your attic are just fine, thank you, because you've been providing them with warmth.
Absolutely. You've given them a great spot to hide.
Well, that leads me to my next question, and that is this proliferation of ticks that we have seen in the last few years. I mean, it's been epidemic. The cold weather just keeps them shut down for a short period of time, but as soon as it gets warm enough, they come right out for a blood meal. Or was it cold enough to shake that population?
Yeah, I mean, probably a similar situation, but even with ticks, ticks are very good at adapting to cold environments. In fact, all insects and all arthropods are good at adapting to, you know, cold snaps and so forth. So they have strategies built in that can allow them to withstand those things. So certainly ticks, we're going to see ticks again. The winter, the cold snap, the polar vortex did not kill off all ticks, so once we get these warm weather runs back, then we're going to see them bounce back, and we'll have ticks.
What else is on your radar that we need to worry about this spring?
Yeah, so obviously ticks is one. Other disease vectors like mosquitoes, we're going to have to worry about those as well. I mean, you know, mosquitoes are another type of pest that has the overwintering strategy, so they can pass through the winter, no problem.
And right. I would imagine when it gets cold, the mice try to get back in the house too.
Yeah, we actually in the last 2 years or so, we've seen a lot of issues with mice, and not just the normal times of the year, like in the fall when the cold weather arrives and we expect mice to try to get inside. Really, mice have been a year-round problem for the last 2 years. just really kind of exploding.
Why do you attribute that, or what do you attribute that to?
Well, I think that you know, some of it could be due to weather. You know, we've had some periods, some years where we've not had very cold winters, so it allows the it doesn't allow for natural die-off for those that don't find shelter. So I think some of that could be the issue as well.
Why is it when we talk to you, I start scratching? It's just like, you know, you can feel something like crawling up the back of your neck or something whenever we talk to Dr. Chad Gore.
Well, we gotta love the insects. They're going to be around for a long time, and we got to deal with them.
Yeah, we actually have a report, national report this morning, that says the number of total insects is down because of environmental causes, which is not necessarily a good thing because some insects do a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, the vast majority of insects serve very important ecological purposes. So you just imagine if we didn't have honeybees, what that would do to agriculture. I mean, serious impact.
Entomologist Dr. Chad Gore with Ehrlich Pest Control, Hunter Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Appreciate the update, Chad. Every time I see a stink bug, I think of you.
Well, thanks for having me.
You got it, man. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.